Governor Doyle has supported embryonic stem cell research going back to his days as Attorney General. He even talked about it in his gubernatorial inauguration speech. But those mentions were few and far between compared to the steady drumbeat of attention he's given the issue this year. Back in June at the Democratic State Convention, Doyle was introduced by Jody Montgomery, whose daughter has juvenile diabetes. Montgomery thinks the kind of stem cell research Doyle supports could someday help her daughter, which is why she gave the governor a sort of rock star treatment.
I am proud to introduce to you the governor of the state of Wisconsin, my governor, Jim Doyle.
About a month later, Montgomery shot a TV ad for Doyle. A few months after that, actor Michael J. Fox did the same. Fox suffers from Parkinson's and thinks embryonic stem cell research could help him someday.
Governor Doyle has been a champion of stem cell research. He knows the promise it holds and the jobs it can create.
Doyle himself has raised the issue whenever possible, often when nobody's even asking about it. In recent weeks, he found a way to tuck embryonic stem cell research into a speech about his support for firefighters. His comments are usually accompanied by a sharp critique of Republican Mark Green, who opposes government funding for research that destroys human embryos. Green was asked about his position back in July after he helped the president defeat a bill that would have opened up that funding.
There are differences between the governor and I. I don't believe that we should direct taxpayers, that we should force taxpayers to fund the creation of life merely for the purposes of destroying it.
Green's comments are a little misleading. The embryos used in stem cell research come from what's left over at fertility clinics. If they're not used in the kind of research Doyle favors, they'll just be thrown away. But Democrats have also muddied the waters at times. Doyle's first stem cell ad accused Green of wanting to ban all stem cell research, which is false. Green favors adult stem cell research. Left out of the debate has been Green Party candidate Nelson Eisman, who agrees with Doyle, but does not like the amount of attention stem cells have received this campaign.
It's a convenient way for them to jump on these social issues and avoid talking about the economic issues important to working families.
On this stance, Eisman has strange bedfellows. Republicans have made a similar complaint, accusing Doyle of using people's hopes and fears for his political gain. Doyle shot back at a recent stop in Madison, where he was awarding a grant to a startup stem cell business.
If the people trying to stop stem cell research had never made this a political issue, it wouldn't be a political issue. And I don't think any of us wish it was.
Doyle says this is a legitimate issue for people to discuss because this election could determine the future of stem cell research in Wisconsin. Green scoffs at that idea. But University of Wisconsin-Madison bioethics professor Alta Charo says that's very well possible given the types of incentives states like California and New Jersey have offered researchers. Charo doesn't think Doyle's approach on the campaign trail has been out of line.
I don't think appealing to emotion is in and of itself wrong, simply because this is a debate that is about emotion. It's about our emotional connection to embryos at their earliest stages of development, and it's about our emotional connection to our parents and our siblings and our spouses and our children who are suffering from diseases and are looking for some hope in medical research.
Charo says Green's position is logically inconsistent. She says that if his sole aim is to protect embryos because he sees them as human life, he'd be better off banning their use at fertility clinics. Charles says far more embryos are discarded there than are destroyed in any stem cell research. Green has tried to shift the debate. He's faulted Doyle for vetoing a bill that would have banned human cloning. Doyle says it would have also banned so-called therapeutic cloning of embryos that some scientists say may hold promise. Green has also proposed $25 million in state funding for another kind of research.
Research that will create new embryonic stem cell lines without destroying living human embryos. Obviously, that's something that we all support, can support, and should support.
But right now, that kind of research is not a reality. Governor Doyle says he's talked to the California company that's pursuing it and might be prepared to support it if it ever worked. But Doyle says that to halt ongoing research in the meantime is absurd. A recent poll suggests only about 3% of Wisconsin residents will make their choice for governor based on stem cell research. Given those numbers, it's altogether possible the governor overshot his mark this campaign. Doyle clearly doesn't think so, given the number of times he's repeated this central theme. He supports new embryonic stem cell research. Mark Green does not. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.